Welcome to Always in Escrow with Serena Appel and Colby Burchin. Hello, Colby.
Hello, Serena. How are you?
Oh, I am incredibly inspired and feeling a fashion beauty moment because we are speaking with Nicole, the owner and founder of the shop in Boca Raton, where fashion, beauty, and wellness converge in a harmonious blend. The shop is a one-stop shop for contemporary fashion, accessories, hair services, massages, facials, and so much more. Nicole, welcome to our show.
Thank you. You're getting me inspired all over again. I'm like getting like teary-eyed. Thanks for having me.
I'm very excited, Serena. Do you know that we got Nicole from her next door neighbor? Do you know who that is, Serena?
Can you remind me?
Art Nest.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So
Stephanie
really
at Art Nest. Amazing.
Right. Drop off your kid at Art Nest and go right next door and get everything glamified with Nicole.
It's true. We are a good team like that. And being neighbors with Stephanie, especially being new to the community and a new business, was like such a blessing. I really appreciate her. She's wonderful. And then, like, I don't think I know anybody who doesn't feel the same way.
So tell us a little bit more about the inspiration behind the shop and its unique blend of fashion, beauty, wellness services.
So my background is really in wholesale fashion. I've been in the women's contemporary designer fashion for almost 25 years. I still have relationships there. Through that, I had some big executive positions, and then I opened my own agency, showroom agency, about 10 years ago. And then part of that also was a co-op experience, which I developed, which I had a 3,000 square foot showroom. We were there full time. And during Fashion Month, Fashion Week, we carved up our space to other fashion brands to share our space and become one big destination. So not a trade show, but like a big, beautiful showroom where clients would come to see me and to see Serena and to see Colby. And, you know, they weren't going for like, you know, just one reason. And it really took off. I mean, we would have, you know, 150 buyers in our space over the span of 3 weeks, you know, starting from like the DMM at Bergdorf Goodman down to like a cute little gift store in the middle of nowhere, Massachusetts. I mean, it was like a really fun energy, and I was making appointments and you were making appointments and people were coming in and they were excited, and it was really, really fun. So it was good for everyone's business. And I really learned that people will just, they want to go somewhere and they want to go and have a good time. They want to be brought in for an experience. And also they want to sort of split their, you know, don't want to go for one reason. So I decided to open the shop. I wanted to be in West Boca because I live here. I'm becoming part of the community, but also there's so much development going on around here. It's just like, it's great opportunity. So we actually found a great space in the same shopping center as Art Nest and Doris and the post office. And, you know, it's like a great location. Actually had a hard time finding, like a management company that wanted to take on our concept, because they were like, are you a store? Are you a salon? Like, they basically didn't want to take us on and then, you know, hold themselves out from any opportunities with people that were independently those concepts. Right. But this shopping center was excited about us. They were excited about what we were doing. They were excited about, you know, just sort of the potential popularity of it. And they took a chance on us and we're all very happy. And it is great. We started out with private label, which is obviously my fashion background. Really, I did that because I wanted everything to be under $200. And, you know, I want everything to be special. I don't want it to be in department stores and things like that. So we're able to, you know, really have a great price point. And like, even like $198 is like a sequin dress, you know, but you can get like this cute set that I'm wearing, you can see is like $148. Everything's like fun and cheerful and easy. And then the services really started out just as we had one blow dry chair and we were doing spray tans, just sort of like services related to styling. Like, you're getting your outfit, you're getting your hair done, you need a spray tan. And then it just like evolved into this whole other thing. And we now have two full-time stylists. We have a woman that does eyebrow design. We have an incredible woman that does massages and facials. We also started doing the scalp spa treatment. That's like all hot on social media. We do that here in our wellness suite. And then we do like fun pop-ups with other, you know, beauty practitioners or wellness practitioners. Like we have a woman that does lymphatic massages once a month. We do have our friend that comes in that has a pop-up mobile tan company and she'll do that. So it's like really become this, you know, sort of ladies social club vibe that I love to talk about. And we carry our clothing. We carry some cute gifts. You know, everyone's like, oh, I'm going to a birthday dinner. You know, want to spend under 50, want to spend under 40. So we've got these, you know, price points that work for everybody. And a big part of it also was that I really wanted to, because of my co-op experience, I wanted to bring that in also. And that is all of our service providers are independent. So they work for themselves and we work together. Once a month we do, it's called Beauty and Bubbles. It's our version of like an open house and a happy hour. Because a lot of people still, we're only a year and a half old, don't necessarily know what to expect. Like, you know, is it a salon? There's clothes in here. Like, what's going on? So we invite them in. You know, usually we have new merchandise. We have all of our beauty providers that do complimentary mini services. They can try out, like, the hair services. We do complimentary 5-minute chair massages. And also when we do that event, we invite in another independent business to do a pop-up. While we're trying to run our own business and promote ourselves, you know, we're also promoting other people, other women, and then we're kind of all working together to promote each other. And it becomes this really fun, you know, exciting place to be.
It's so unique. It's really, right, Serena?
Incredible. I love it. It's a community.
Yeah.
As someone with extensive experience in the fashion industry, what trends do you currently see shaping the market?
I mean, honestly, down here where we are, it's such a different lifestyle because, you know, it's just like, you know, we have sort of one climate and, you know, people are like going out for dinner, but they're getting dressed for the day. They want to look good at drop off. They want to feel good about themselves. I mean, we sell a ton of sets here. I have to say, we sell a ton of sets. The gals love just like the ease of like, I have the top, I have the bottom, I throw on a shoe. We also like to do things, which I've seen across the board for many years with fashion, is that, you know, you want things to be, you know, versatile. Like we try to carry things here that you can wear with a sandal, a sneaker, a heel, like things that work sort of like across the board. And I definitely see that working with, you know, with our merchandise, as well as things we've been inspired by in the market in general.
Wow. Can you share some highlights from your experience owning a beach boutique in Puerto Rico?
Yeah. Well, also fun fact, our manager here is actually the manager from the store in Puerto Rico. She moved here to run the shop with me. So we've been together for about 4 years and she's amazing. Her name is Camilla. Anybody who's been here obviously knows her. But yeah, the store was really great. So it's in a little beach community. It's called Palmas del Mar. It's about 45 minutes southeast of San Juan. It's like a big bubble. You drive in the gates and then there's like, you know, there's 3,000 homes. There's a K-12 school. There's like tons of restaurants, people on their golf carts. It's a big tennis and golf community. A lot of people from the States live there. If you live in Puerto Rico, it's a big community. And yeah, we opened the store there just as originally started out as a pop-up. Really, we were taking merchandise, like end of season merchandise from the brands we represented in New York and bringing it down there because it's not that easy to get things down there. Like even Amazon Prime takes 10 days. So we're bringing it down there and people really loved it because, you know, your options really are like, you know, buy online. You never know what you're going to get. It's hard to get it there. It's hard to get it out. You know, you go to Marshall's and things like that. There was a mall, but it's not very close. Anyway, so we opened the store and it just turned into like a hangout.
Okay, so are you still doing the co-op showrooms in New York during Fashion Month?
No, I'm not. My last one was February of 2023. It just requires a lot of time. I have to be there for 3 weeks at a time, which was part of the reason why I opened this business down here so I could transition out of that eventually. And, you know, it's hard to be away from my family for 3 weeks. And, you know, you ain't going to like this, but it's hard to be in New York for 3 weeks for me now.
Yeah.
I prefer to be here.
In what ways does the shop contribute to empowering women and promoting self-love?
So I'm going to take it back like a little bit. When during COVID, I was pregnant, and my business in New York, which was a wholesale representation business, you know, was struggling because people weren't shipping, the stores were closed. You know, I was representing all small independent designers. People were freaking out. You know, I managed my business as well as I could. And one step forward that I started making after I had my son and I was ready to really get focused again was I started working with a leadership coach, and who's amazing, still a very good friend. So I started working with a leadership coach, and like a lot of the things that I started to learn along the way, so many incredible tools, but like it really starts from within. You have to take care of yourself. Like it's like all the things that people say all the time. Like if your gas tank isn't empty, you can't, you know, you can't help other people, and like all these things, it really is true. And, you know, as like, you know, I don't want to say a New Yorker, but as somebody who is, you know, very professionally focused and becoming a new mom and like always trying to check all the boxes for everything else, I really wasn't thinking about myself. I just, my value was really in like, oh, I, you know, had a great day at work. I did the laundry. I went to dinner for my, I showed up for my friend's birthday dinner. So I'm, I'm a successful person. And I started to realize that you really have to take care of yourself. You have to take time. You have to, you know, there's a million things you can do. You can take a walk. You can meditate. You can journal. You can, you know, go get a haircut. You know, like all of these things are taking care of yourself. So as I went through this, you know, path to, you know, leadership coaching and, you know, sort of self-development that turned into more of like a, you know, a spiritual path, which is kind of more where I'm focused now personally. You know, I really started to realize you have to give, women have to have, and everybody in general, I shouldn't say that, but the shop is obviously like very feminine focused and women focused. But you have to give yourself time and you have to give yourself space. And a lot of people that I know, and especially myself or other moms or other, you know, busy working women, they always feel like they can't. They can't take the time like, oh, I wish I could. Or, and, you know, so we sort of built this place that is, you know, we have all the services all in one place. We have, you know, like they shop, we try to make it really affordable. So you don't feel like you're like, you know, like it's a big deal. Like you can buy yourself a top, you can buy yourself this. And it, you start to see how much it just makes everybody feel good about themselves. And it's other women in here and they're working and they're busy. So they're making money and they're successful and they're have, you know, doing the things that they want to do with their life. And it really does start with the taking care of yourself. And that's sort of what we promoted here. And that's why we built it. And that's why it's turned into like so many other things. And we also do a sound healing meditation and acupuncture once a month that we do at night here. And it has become so wildly popular that we had to do two nights last week. This time we had to like move a bunch of furniture around. So we just try to offer these things that people wouldn't normally do on their own or maybe aren't familiar with, or maybe it sounds too new agey or hokey pokey, but you know, we're here and we're doing it and they like us and they're trying and they come in and little by little, they're like, you know, oh wow, that was amazing. I want to come back. So, you know, we're really just trying to promote this self-care, which is so overused. I wish somebody would say something else so I could say something else, but it really is taking care of yourself and loving yourself enough to give yourself some time. And that's really what we wanted to create here. And I think we've done a really great job. We actually also did back in October, my friend from Garden Butcher, Erin, if you haven't met Erin, you should. She's another, you know, great woman in the community. But we did a women's retreat and we had 12 women. We rented this whole resort in the Keys and we had 2 days of spa services. There was yoga, meditation, sound bath, breath work. We had one of my spiritual mentors, Jolie DeMarco, came and she did crystal readings and taught us how to meditate with crystals and did angel readings. And it was just like such an incredible time. So I feel like that is really what, you know, even though it like seems like, you know, fashion, you know, styling focus, it really is a cover for self-care.
So much more.
Yeah, all of this resonates with me. And now I know why I really appreciate you so much, Coco. Yes, the fashion and the beauty, but that feeling of, you know, that a sound bath can provide and that healing energy and exposing other women to that, I am all about that. So That's amazing. Thank you. And we're definitely sending people your way. That is just the icing on the cake. It's like what I want everybody to know, right? Yes, feeling good, but then also these other healing modalities that come along with it and just being able to pop in and experience it at your space. Wow, that's incredible. You're providing that.
We really love it. We say too, we're like, everybody should love coming in here, but we should love being in here too. And it really is true. We love it here.
Right? It's the energetics. Yeah, it's the energetics. It's what will keep people coming, and I'm sure that's why you have your loyalists. Okay, so I want to talk about the private label, and you're talking about sets. I want to hear about the process, the styling. How does it all begin?
I've been in wholesale for many, 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 many years, and I have a lot of relationships, and I'm really able to identify fit, quality, just usually over a picture. I can really tell the difference. Obviously, it's better to have things in your hands. But through my experience and merchandising for other lines and helping develop other big collections, I really learned how to create my own collection. Our store in Puerto Rico, Coco's, was a really big motivator really taught us a lot about doing this and being able to do it here, because we did a lower price point and we really just sort of identified if we're going to do this, it has to be, we only do like extra small through extra large. We don't really do anything that has like a zipper, has to fit like a glove. And that makes a big difference too. Also, when someone gets to, size down, they're really excited, or gets to, doesn't feel like, oh, I'm usually small, but this is a large and I like this because it's boxy and that's the way I want to wear it. So we learned a lot that way. So now being here, I basically create our own collections from different resources that we have made relationships with through the other store. And some we've picked up now that we've like tested out. We've made sure that the fit is good. They ship on time. The quality is good. We can count on them. So we've sort of created our own collection from that process. And especially the price point was important to us too. So anything, if anything's going to like creep over 200 or doesn't seem like it should be the price point that it category it should fit in here, then we sort of have to tweak things. Oftentimes, like if something's going to be over 200 and we really love it, we'll still bring it in, but we'll sell it for the price point that works for our customer. But we really enjoy doing it because we get to create our own collection. We get to create, basically our own collection every month on, what time of the year is it? What are people buying? What color palette do we want to do? So we do it that way. And we get to be able to mix in, casual, dressy item tops, like if we want to throw in some shorts, we can do it all together and do it on our own. And, we feel good about everything we have.
I think it's so smart. This price point is you're genius with that, because it's like almost like a no-brainer to, spend that and not feel guilty about it. I think that's really commendable. Can you share a memorable customer experience or success story from the shop?
I'm going to tell you one of my favorites. She's actually become a really good friend. We were at, our kids go to school together. And last year we were at this bowling event and for the school, and I was doing the registration, and she had come up to me and she was like, oh my gosh, she recognized me from Instagram. And like, we were so new that I like said to my husband, I was like, oh my God, like she was saying, she's like, I recognize you from Instagram. Like, I have to get in there. This sounds so great. And, so had we not met there, like it might've taken her a little longer to get in. But then we ended up doing this like mom's night, and she came for the school, and now she is one of our favorite clients. She's such a doll. She has three little boys, and she comes in, we call it the day of Maggie. So she'll come in, like once a month or once every 2 months, and she'll do like three services. She buys herself a few cute things. She's here from like, 10 to 2 before pickup. She feels great. It makes us feel so great. Also the price point, it's not like a fortune, she'll get like three or four services, plus buy like two outfits. And it's like, really, to me, is like, I like can't even believe like the price point. And then she's off to pick up and she feels great. And she comes for the sound bath now. Her mom comes in for her hair. Like, that's just like really what it's all about. Like, we want everyone. We always say like the full shop experience. And it doesn't have to be a big investment. That's not what it's about. you know, she didn't do those things before we had created the shop. Because in order to do all those things, it would take a very long time. You'd have to go to multiple places. You probably only do one. You'd get sidetracked, whatever the thing is. But, you know, she comes in and she'll spend like 4 hours and she'll have a great day and really take care of herself. And it makes us, you know, our hearts so joyful too.
Incredible. Yes, a day in the life and, you know, kind of set you up for like a whole month, right? Beyond that, or you know, it's like set you off on your day, your week, your life, just like sounds just so enlightening and wonderful and, you know, a treat.
It's a treat. I've been like, I also, you know, I'm here and I'm working and I don't want to take, you know, service time away from a client, right? I do this to myself all the time. I also like won't take, you know, like, but now I've been booking myself for the chair massage on Friday, especially New Yorkers. You know, they don't have chair massages here at the nail salons. I don't know if you knew, this is like our dirty little secret about what's not happening in Boca. But we, Audrey, who does the chair massages, who does the table massages in our wellness suite, she on Fridays does chair massages. You can do 20 or 30 minutes. And it's like great because you could just like pop in. You don't have to get undressed. You can, you know, come in and out. And that's really led to also other opportunities for her. They're coming in, they're, you know, they're doing the 20, 30 minutes, and then they're booking her for, you know, 50 and 80 minutes on, you know, on the table, which is like supports her business. It's like, it's all works together. But what my point is that now I'm making sure that I am like squeezing in, even if it's 10 minutes or 15 minutes, I'm making sure that I'm doing that. I'm making sure that I like not walking around with roots because I didn't want to take the appointment away. Like I have to practice what I preach and I've actually gotten a lot better about it recently because, you know, now I just feel like, you know, hello, I'm here.
Yeah. Great. Take it. It sounds incredible. Do you also take care of men? Maybe not for clothes, but do the treatments also?
We do. We definitely have some male clients. Yeah. Two of my very closest friends are guys and they're in here all the time. We always, you know, they're very supportive. They're here for our events every month. They get like, you know, any service possible that they can do. They're obviously not shopping, but they definitely shop for gifts. I mean, it's not unusual to see, you know, a cool guy hanging out in here. My husband comes in for, you know, for massages, for scalp treatment, for haircut.
I love it. I know another guy right here who has a birthday coming up. So maybe there's a trip chair massage at the table with Colby.
So, well, tell everyone how they could find you, you know, make an appointment and come in, you know, tell everyone.
So we are in West Boca. We're in the Yamato Village Center, which is on Yamato between Lyons and 441. We're in the same shopping center as Art Nest and Doris and, yeah, you know, the post office. Everybody knows where that is. So we're next to Brendy's. There's actually a really good restaurant that just opened next door to Brendy's on our corner here, Tin Fish. Highly recommend. They're open for lunch and dinner. They have two other locations. They're like totally legit. It's excellent. Recommend. So that's where we are. And we are also, we're on Instagram at the shop, shoppe.us. Our website, which we also have our booking link is on there and you can also shop online, is theshop.us. And, our phone number is 561-221-3253. And you can text us, which I certainly appreciate when I'm booking appointments, that you can just like text and talk to a person and make arrangements. So feel welcome to text or in DM us. You know, if you want, we do this really great event every month, which I mentioned earlier. It's called Beauty and Bubbles, which is our version of an open house. We serve bubbles and we have complimentary beauty services. And, you know, you can get a 10 minute dry hairstyle. We do complimentary brow mapping. Audrey, who does the massages, does complimentary 5 minute chair massages. So you can give her a try. And then I think our makeup gal is going to be doing smoky eyes. So you can test her out. And we do it once a month. We don't have our April date yet, but if you follow us on Instagram, once we have it, you won't be able to miss it. We also do our sound bath once a month. It's meditation, sound healing, and acupuncture. We'll have that date soon too. And that'll also be on the Instagram. And that's just really nice. There's like very light movement. It's mostly laying down. I know people that don't do anything spiritual or meditate or even work out for that matter that come to it, and they leave feeling so happy and healthy. So they're limited spots, but if you can get in, you should try it.
Phenomenal. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show. Everyone should go visit and definitely make an appointment because it sounds incredible.